Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're broadcasting live today from our studios at the University of South Dakota in Vermilion, and crammed into this tiny space with me now, the members of the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet, one of the premier guitar ensembles in the world. You can see them tonight at 7 p.m. at the National Music Museum in Vermilion. But first, on this week's Moment in Sound, let's meet the musicians and hear a preview. Welcome. They all have microphones at their guitars, but not at their voices. So we're just going to say quickly hello to Joe Hagendorn.
Hello.
And then we have, Ben. Benjamin Kunkel. Hi.
Hello.
And now Wade Oden.
Hi there.
And Maya Radovanlia. Close?
Yeah, that was great.
All right. So, Joe, you want to give us a quick background about who the Guitar Quartet is, just an overall?
Well, we're an all-acoustic guitar ensemble. We all live in Minneapolis, hence the name Minneapolis Guitar Quartet. And this group has existed now for over 30 years.
In different variations?
Different players, yes. I'm the only original member today.
Right. So were you participating in the founding of it? What was behind getting it started?
It was started largely through from the idea of one of the other former members, first members, and all of us that started were associated with the University of Minnesota.
Let's go ahead and get to a song right away, and maybe, Joe, since you're close, you can set it up and tell me what you're going to play.
The first piece we're going to play is from a short suite by an Argentine composer, Alberto Ginastera. We're going to play a beautiful slow movement from that group, and it's called The Dance of the Beautiful Young Girl.
The Minneapolis Guitar Quartet. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, that's the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet on this week's Moment in Sound. Really remarkable. You can see them live on Facebook Live right now on the SDPB website. So welcome that way. And you really do want to tune in and see this and come to the concert or the performance tonight at the National Music Museum in Vermilion. That's at 7. Let's tell people a little something about these instruments. Who would like to take that task on? I'm going to hand the microphone to Maya.
Okay, so we all have classical guitars that use nylon strings. That's the main difference between classical and acoustic guitar. These are all handmade instruments. So mine is made in Iowa by John H. Dick. It's a double top guitar that I like a lot.
What does that mean?
That means that it has there's a layer on, so below my soundboard, there's another little layer of something like honeycombs, but it's artificially made, and then another piece of wood. So it's just resonating more, and it might be a little bit more louder. That's the idea. So it's called double forte guitar.
And so I'm wondering where you first sort of became captivated by the sound or the instrument itself and decided that it's something you wanted to spend a lifetime mastering.
Oh, just the classical guitar as an instrument? Mm-hmm. Well, in my case, it was just cheaper to go and study classical guitar. I wanted to play violin when I was 9 years old, and so, or guitar. And my father was happy when there was or guitar, so he bought guitar right away and started with lessons. We have music schools in Serbia. They're still functioning. It's on the budget, so you can go to classical music school for free.
Interesting.
So it was pretty easy for me.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Wade, I could hear from others.
I think as we, you know, talk about you coming, everybody seems to have a guitar story of how they found one at a pawn shop or got one for their birthday and maybe didn't stick with it. So what made classical guitar something that not only appealed to you, but that you found this avenue into it as well?
Well, I played electric guitar for a number of years, self-taught. And I reached a point where I realized I wasn't going to get any further on my own, and I started taking lessons at a place called McPhail in Minneapolis from a former member of the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet, Nick Rass. And I wasn't serious when I got started, but I really fell in love with the way the instrument felt. I'd been playing electric guitar for a number of years already, and I just liked how it felt, and it I didn't know the instrument could sound like that.
Yeah,
Then that realization reached another level a few years later when I went to my first live classical guitar concert with a professional soloist. And I came late and I couldn't believe what I was hearing through the door. I couldn't believe that it was a guitar.
Yeah. And then you never go back after that point, I think.
Right.
Let's go ahead and have another piece. This is, you want to say anything about this piece, Joe? Windy?
Sure.
This piece, Windy, by Astor Piazzolla, another Argentine composer, but from a very different style. His music is almost entirely influenced and developed from the traditional tango. This piece is not very much traditional tango sounding, but still has that flavor to it. And his group that he performed with was him on the bandoneon, which is an accordion-like instrument, and then also with fiddle, guitar, and percussion.
This is Windy. You can see us on Facebook Live now, the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet.
Thank you.
listening to Moment in Sound on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is our weekly Moment in Sound as part of In the Moment. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more from the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For this week's Moment in Sound, we bring you the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet. You can see them tonight at the National Music Museum in Vermilion. That's at 7 p.m. Central Time. And if you can't make that journey, find one of their recordings. Where do we find recordings, Joe?
You can learn how to find them at our website, MinneapolisGuitar.com.
Right, find that. So when they first came in today, there was an awful lot of gear that kind of came in with them, emery boards and foot rests and all sorts of things. So Ben, I'm wondering if you could explain to me sort of the accoutrements of this profession.
Sure. One of the main things is that we all play with our fingernails. We all pluck with our fingernails instead of picks. And so we all kind of have different ways. A lot of us use just normal, natural, long nails on our right hand. But Wade, I think you use fake tip nails, and
I've got all kinds of stuff going on over here.
I use acrylic and super glue, and my thumbnail is actually a piece of a ping pong ball that I cut out and glue onto my nail. So all sorts of crazy stuff.
The techniques behind the scenes. All right, what's this next piece, Maya? Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the composer or how the arrangement.
Okay, so I'm the arranger. This is very old Macedonian song, traditional Macedonian folk song that I learned a long time ago, and I liked it, and so I thought it might be fun to have it for a guitar quartet. Originally, it's for a voice, so usually female singer, and traditional ensemble. It is very interesting song because it's from Ottoman Empire time, so maybe 14th, 15th century. Very old, and I often joke in concerts, I say, this is the first feminist Balkan song. because it talks about this young woman that refused to marry Turkish ruler of that area. So she kind of stood up. the name of the song is Prošeta se Jovka Kumanovka, which means Jovka from Kumanovo took a walk.
All right, the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Thank you. I love that. This is the Minneapolis Guitar Quartet. You can see them tonight, National Music Museum in Vermilion. That's at 7 p.m. We think we're all just going to stay at work until about 6:40 and then head on over to the museum so we can hear more of this. And we have one more song. Ben, I want to ask you to set it up. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Well, we do a lot of music that was originally written for piano, which we arrange for four guitars. In fact, the Ginastera from earlier was originally for piano as well. This is by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo. It's one of a set of four pieces that he wrote when he was living away from Spain during the Spanish Civil War to kind of remind him of his homeland. So this one's called Danza Valenciana, which is about Valencia, the region that Rodrigo was born.
All right, we'll let them play us out. We want to say thanks for listening from all of us at SDPB Radio. Come see the show tonight at 7:00.